Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We have a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families that's going to premiere tomorrow, Saturday, at noon, and it's called Helping Family Members with Special Needs, and this is part one. This episode discusses how family members can help a child with special needs. In this episode, Elder Paul B. Piper of the 70, his wife Melissa Piper, and Lori Featherstone of the Sunday School General Board give some practical advice on caring for children with special needs. So be sure to catch that new episode tomorrow. Again, it premieres at noon. There was an interesting article in the Deseret News, and it's from June 7th of this year. And it's from a man named Joseph Walker, and it's entitled, Value Speak, It Doesn't Have to Be Me. This is what Joseph says in that article. The work we do in life doesn't always have to be about us. Sometimes we do stuff that benefits others, even people we don't know, when we don't stand to benefit in any possible way. He continues by saying, I used to work with a man who exerted an enormous amount of creative energy in planning and coordinating the construction of a controversial road in a part of our state that he rarely, if ever, traveled. I used to tell him that he was investing so much time and effort in this project that he would have to come back and actually drive the road from time to time. He would always smile and shake his head, citing words to what he said was an old proverb, "Who travels the road best makes it smoother for others." He continues to say in the article, "Every day we travel roads that are there because others built them, and we harvest the fruit that others planted for our use. The road to civil rights was paved by a lot of people who weren't able to travel it all the way to the end. The seeds of modern technology were sowed by innovative thinkers who could only dream about the bounteous technological harvest we now enjoy." He closes the article by posing this question, "Am I making any roads smoother for those who follow me? Have I planted anything worth harvesting by those who come after me?" He says that it's human nature to want to leave our mark on the world. As a result, that's a great question we can each ask ourselves. Am I making any roads smoother for those who follow me? There's a quote from Elder M. Russell Ballard, who is a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church. And he says, "It is only when we love God and Christ with all of our hearts, souls, and minds that we are able to share this love with our neighbors. And we demonstrate that love through acts of kindness and service, the way that the Savior would love and serve all of us if he were among us today." Do you ever wonder what it would be like to actually see the Savior loving and serving those around him? I think that would have been an amazing thing to watch. You think about the people that traveled with him or that preached the gospel with him. It must have been amazing to watch him reach out in love and kindness to others. Perhaps especially to those who were outcast by society in some form or another. He's our perfect example of how to do it. He's a great role model for every single one of us in how to treat others. That's the message we want to leave you with today. Thanks for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that we'd like to leave you with today is called Walking in Sunlight, and it's featuring Stephanie Maybe. From all of us here at the Mormon Channel, have a wonderful Friday, a fabulous weekend, and we look forward to being back with you on Monday.
It's a beautiful day, even though it's dark out there. You've got sun on your face, you take it with you everywhere. And it warms your heart that's beating. It comes from believing. And it's a beautiful feeling. It's like walking in sunlight. When the whole world's covered in rain clouds, you're walking in sunlight. Finding the truth and living it out loud. Yeah, when you know what's right. When the whole world's covered in rain clouds, we're walking in sunlight, finding the truth and living it out loud.